just a real quick comment, right? So you got the letter of the word and you got the spirit of the word. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. God made all things through Jesus, through Christ. Jesus is the word. So God, Jesus spoke it all into existence. Jesus is the word, the image of the Godhead bodily. He spoke it all into existence. By Christ, all things were made. And so everything was written down. God, the Word, spoke through men. The Holy Spirit spoke through men who wrote it down on a piece of paper as a testimony. And there has to be two testimonies. Let everything be established by two witnesses. So the two testimonies are the Old Testament and the New Testament, or the two testicles. The two testicles are the same word as testament. So the seed had two testaments, the letter and the spirit. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So the word forever settled in heaven. Jesus is the living word. The Bible is the written word. It's a testimony. The Holy Spirit is a testimony. The Holy Spirit points to Christ. This is how you catch the Pentecostals, because they always talk, they're always pointing to the Holy Spirit instead of pointing to Jesus. You can catch them. The Holy Spirit always points to Jesus, and the Bible points to Jesus. Let everything be established by two witnesses. So when a man and woman get married, there's a communion, there's a union. The seed has to go in the womb, right? And that seed in the womb represents the seed of the word into the womb of your heart. And the womb of your heart is fleshly, earthly, temporal, wicked, vile, selfish. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. That's why she has many sorrows now, because of what happened. Eve went down with the ship because, Adam went down with the ship because that's a type and shadow of Christ going down with the ship. So, just like the church is a piece cut off from God, from Jesus, Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. And so when the Bible says Adam knew his wife, Eve. Now this is going to solve a lot of mysteries that you had when you would read that. Well, why does the Bible say Adam knew his wife Eve when he's talking about sex? Because it's communion. It goes back to eating and communion and fellowship and then communion with God through Christ. Because the pill, the hymen is spelled like the hem. There's a piercing, breaking the hymen. The veil was rent, right? So now you can come boldly to the throne of grace. The hymen was rent. So you can go boldly to the put the seed in there, right? So the man, the hymen had to be broke. The veil was rent. Jesus was on the cross. He rent the veil. And now, since the veil is rent, the Gentiles can get saved. Long story short, the typology goes back to the cross. Whether you're eating, whether you're getting married, whether you're walking, whether you're sleeping and waking up, the typology is the cross, the same story. So the story was written. It is written. That's the letter of the word. But then in the New Testament, you see the spirit of the word. Jesus sent back his spirit, sealed with the Holy Spirit, because the veil was rent. And now there's in the church, it's from an earthly perspective, you see it, it's a covenant, but you see it like a marriage. That's why Paul says this is a great mystery of Christ in the church, like a marriage. And what's that mean? So the man split the hymen, and then he can go boldly now and plant some seed, and the seed goes through the turning process of the vulva into the womb. The seed has to die in the womb, and then it makes a copy of the man. The woman gives back the offering to the husband, and so that child is a copy of the DNA of the man and the woman. And so that's why the baby either looks like the man or the woman. But anyway, long story short, it's a copy machine. So God is making copies of Jesus on earth through the seed of the word. But the letter of the law has to pierce you first. And then once you're pierced by the letter of the word, then you get the spirit of the word, you receive the Holy Spirit, and then you're under grace. And he says to come boldly to the throne of grace when the time of need. And so my point is, the woman, she goes to her husband when she has a need. She wants that covering and that, and she wants that that help, you know, that covering, you know, to provide for her, take care of her, you know. All women want that deep down. They want to be taken care of. Long story short, my point was this. You got the written word, the letter. You got the spirit of the word, the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus is the living word. So the living word had a testimony of Old Testament, New Testament. And that word is the seed that has to penetrate your heart to get you convicted that you're a sinner. And then you can have a new birth. Then you can have a birthing cycle. And it's a birthing cycle, moment by moment, day by day, year by year, moving into your new identity. Each moment from glory to glory.